Hi everyone, welcome back to Balls and Holes, presented by Backseat Coach. We're here on episode 5 for you guys. Pretty exciting. We've got a lot of fun things to talk about. We've had a big week.
Big weekend
and semi-big week.
Yeah, I can't even remember what happened during the week, to be honest. Our weekend's been so packed.
Well, Boston Rob stuff happened, but we'll get to it.
We'll get to it, yeah. Okay. Sounds good.
That was big for me in the week.
Yeah, this weekend's been fun, though.
Big weekend.
Yeah, let's see. What do we even do?
Well, it was like a random fun weekend. Like, we weren't really expecting anything to happen.
Yeah, yesterday, like, you weren't sleeping well Friday night. So then we woke up on Saturday and you weren't feeling well.
Well, Friday night is when we got the mixology thing going.
Oh, true. So, new hobby, mixology. And that's an expensive hobby, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, that hurts the bank account a bit, so. Right. You know, everyone go to backseatcoach.com, click on, like, 10 articles and just refresh, like, 10 times each. And then, like, buy some protein powder and
Venmo. So that we can support our mixology habits.
Yeah, exactly. Because, I just turned 24. Like, I've never been, like, a big drinker. Like, in college, I guess, but not, like, huge. Nothing out of the ordinary, especially for Wisconsin standards. But turned 24, and I'm like,
is Wisconsin, like, a party school?
Yeah, it's, like, usually renowned as, like, number one in the country.
Oh.
Like, the biggest. And just Wisconsin, funny. The state in general, is, like, just known as, like, a beer-drinking, cheese-eating state.
Oh.
But I've never been, like, a huge drinker. Like, you know that, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, I'll pound margaritas.
I'm much more of a drinker than you are.
Definitely. But, like, when drinks are in front of me, I'll pound them. But that's nothing to do with, like, alcohol. It's just, like, any beverage near me. Like, I drink, like, a gallon minimum a day, probably 2 gallons. And that's not even because, like, I'm, like, trying to be, like, oh, healthy drink water. It's just, like, I just drink a lot of fluids.
Right. So you can't give him, like, a cocktail and expect him to just drink to enjoy it. Yeah, it's, like, it's done.
When I go to, like, Primo's, like, or any Mexican restaurant, like, you and your mom, like, we get margaritas. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll just, like, down mine. Like,
yeah,
so fast.
Then I'm in trouble because I want to keep up because I don't like knowing that he's had more margaritas than me.
And it's purely just because I'll just be drinking in front them of me, so I will fast. Consume them.
Yeah, it's sometimes it ends up biting us a little bit, but.
Yep, but it's fun.
Yeah.
And then, so now we're getting into mixology, and, like, I had this, like, dream idea of, like, not dream idea, but just getting. Because when you get into it, there's so many drinks, you so many different things. Yeah. So, like, if you buy a bunch of, like, different liquors, it's not like you're, like, going to waste them all right away because they don't go bad. And you kind of just use some here and there. Mm-hmm. So we got, like, we got probably half of what I wanted to get, which is still, like, a huge haul. Like, we have a lot of bottles out there.
Yeah, definitely.
But fun hobby.
It's exciting.
Yeah,
so we did that. And then did we make dinner?
Oh, man. I don't even remember. But the thing is, like, it's crazy because we bought so much stuff for mixology, but still, like, almost every drink we made, we had to, like, use a substitute.
Oh, I remember. So, you'd eaten earlier in the day, so I had a full-on dinner. But then later, we were watching a Disney movie. We watched Princess and the Frog.
Great movie.
Yeah, wasn't it?
Yeah, she showed me all the Disney movies. Cause I haven't seen. So, I've seen, like, a lot of the basic ones. Like, you know, we watched, like, Beauty and the Beast last week, like, the original one. And these are all movies I've seen.
But you didn't remember any of Beauty and the Beast. Yeah.
I've seen, like, some modern Disney movies, but not, like, Princess and the Frog or what else we watched, Tangled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, so continue.
So then Tyler, like we talked about on the last podcast, he gets salt cravings, not sweet cravings.
Yes.
So his salt tooth was kicking in. So I literally, we were a few mixology experiments in at this point. So we made a whole pot of mashed potatoes and half of a quesadilla.
Powdered mashed potatoes, mind
right,
you.
Right, yeah. It wasn't like a huge shebang. They're but just so delicious.
It just went with the theme of the night because, like, we made like 4 or 5 different drinks and maybe one of them was, like, exactly how you're supposed to make them, and the recipe, like, you substitute. A big substitute was lemon instead of lime, because we just didn't have limes. So, a lot of substitutes, and then for dinner, it was, like, oh, let's make powdered mashed potatoes. And, like, our quesadilla, it was, like, on, like, a spinach green wrap with just, like, cheese in it. Like, it was just, like, pretty stripped down quesadilla.
And we only had one tortilla between the two of us for us to eat that, so it was interesting.
But then, so that was a fun night, and then Saturday came, and you didn't sleep that well, so I was just, like, okay, like, I have some errands to run. You can just have, like, a lazy day here. I'm going to go get groceries and whatever. And then right before I was leaving for groceries, like, well, do you want to come? And I was like, I want you to come, but if you're not feeling good, you know, stay back. And you said, okay, I'll come. So Target, it's always super packed at that Target. It's the only super Target, like, in Dallas. Yeah.
I was not having it.
But, like, there's obviously tons of Targets around here, but, like, in Dallas, this is, like, the only super Target. So it's just always packed. Went there, got some groceries, and then we were done with that. And, well, going back to the salt craving, our lawyer for Backseat Coach, lifting lawyer,
Oh, yeah.
Recommended Julio's.
Yep.
Got those.
They did have them at Target.
Delicious.
She was worried that they only had them at HEB.
Crushed like 3/4 of a bag yesterday.
Yeah.
We'll get to that. So then after Target, I was just like, I think you were saying like you're craving hibachi, or did I bring it up? We went to Joann Fabrics after that because we created some new pillow shams.
We passed by an Asian kitchen restaurant and I was like, oh, Asian food sounds so good. No, hibachi sounds so good.
And then we left Joann Fabrics, and there's this yogurt place right by it, like frozen yogurt place, that every time we go to Joann Fabrics, you're like, I want to go to that when we're there.
TCBY.
And you're like, you're going to take me to TCBY. And I'm like, no, we're going to hibachi. So then we went to hibachi. So let's just talk about hibachi for a minute. This is going to be a good little hibachi segment.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot you wanted to discuss this.
Well, there's a few different things I want to discuss here. First off, like going to hibachi as a small groups, so like 2 or 3 people. It's just always a semi-awkward experience because you get paired up with other pairings at your table.
Yeah.
So it was like our table, it was me and you, and then there's another group of two, another group of two. There's 6 people total at the table. And it's just like, I feel like you have when you go to hibachi and you have multiple groups at your table, I feel like you have a 30-second window when you sit down at your table to establish, are we doing this together? Are we in this as a team,
or
are we
our separate silos? Am I going to laugh when he squirts the pee-pee boy at you?
Well, I'd say that's even different. I'd say it's like, hyping them up is one thing, but another thing is like you just kind of decide when you start. It's like, okay, am I going to acknowledge your group? Are we all going to talk together and have fun together? Or is it like we're going to be in our silo and we're all going to be kind of just separate entities? Mm-hmm. And it was established very quickly that we were all separate entities. Yeah. So it was just me and you doing our thing, and we had fun because like me and you were just super easygoing and like we just like have fun at those things. There was like a couple by us that was like
possibly on a first date.
Yeah, they were older, probably like 30s or something. Yeah. But yeah, they seemed first date vibes.
It was uncomfortable.
The lady really did not enjoy, like, because you know, you go to hibachi and every hibachi is the same place. They're a dime a dozen where it's like they're going to do like the little gimmicks, like have like an oil bottle that shoots out that's really like a string or something to like scare you and think they're going to spray you. Or just all the funny little gimmicks like the volcano or like the TV boy oil. And she was just not having it. She was not happy.
She did not like those.
No. And our hibachi guy was like, was he wearing a mask?
I think he was. Yeah, he was.
But still, even when you wear a mask, like, you can hear people. But he was just talking so quiet. Like, did not hear anything he said. So me and you were both like, oh, we have fun at hibachi. Like, we're going to hype people up. Like, when he does, like, the funny little gimmicks that are, like, more catered towards kids.
We'll be like,
Woo, and cheer. But this guy was just bringing no energy to the table. And we just didn't hear anything he was saying. Yeah. So it was just hard to, like, really feed into him. And then, that one girl was just not having anything. And then he forgot to make her chickens. That just made it even more awkward.
I was telling Tyler, I'm such a pushover. If they just forgot to give me my chicken, I wouldn't say anything about it. I'd be like, it's fine.
Especially because later she didn't finish her food and then, like, awkwardly asked if he wanted it. Because that's one thing that, like, really signified to us that it must have been, like, a first date or early date type thing. Because me and you, whenever you don't finish a food, like, you'll ask, like, do you want it? Or you'll just, like, give it to me.
I'll let it be like, I'm done.
Whereas, like, she awkwardly asked him. She's like, do you think you're still going to be hungry after this? And he's like, I don't know, maybe. And she's like, well, would you like the rest of mine? And it was like,
uncomfortable.
Yeah, it was just weird. But, yeah, all in all, it was, like, a solid experience. The food was delicious. I had steak and scallops.
I had chicken and scallops.
I'd never had scallops in my life. That I can remember until last weekend when we went to a sushi place, which was delicious, Sushi. And it was like a seared scallop roll, but like there was no sear on this.
Yeah, thing. The scallop wasn't really
so cooked. It was like a raw scallop, which was like fine. Like it wasn't like anything bad. And then, so I'd never had like cooked scallop. And
the way
this
we've
weekend.
Seen on Hell's Kitchen scallops.
Yeah, because Hell's Kitchen, they like switch up the menu, but it's really known for two things. It's risotto and scallops. That's all.
Lobster risotto.
Yeah, that's all. That's the main things they cook. And that's why it was like epic on this newest season that we haven't gone back to yet. But like the latest season, they're like, we are retiring a dish. There is no more lobster risotto in Hell's Kitchen.
Insane.
Epic.
Yeah.
But scallops are here to stay. So I wanted to try them. He cooked them great. They were delicious. They were good. The steak was good, too. Mm-hmm. You got the steamed rice. I got the fried rice. Bold choice on the steamed rice. I feel like fried rice is a hibachi staple.
People always call me out on it whenever I go to hibachi.
But you eat it before everyone else. Oh, yeah. Also, is there like...
No, there isn't. That's why I was like, why is nobody freaking eating right
now? Yeah, I felt so uncomfortable.
I know you did, and I felt bad
because it wasn't as weird for you because steamed rice, like, they don't make it on the hibachi thing. So they bring it out to you, like, before he even starts cooking. So it's, like, normal to eat. But then, like...
I think, but it's like, not because everybody else didn't have something, and I was just chowing down, and I was like, I'm not even gonna worry about it.
But it was
because
so,
they'd already had their salads and soups at that point.
It was so awkward when the fried rice was finished, though, because you were the only one who got steamed rice, and all the other five of us got fried rice. And he would like put it in a bowl and then give them the bowl of fried rice, and then everyone starts like dumping it on their tray,
right,
or on their plate, and just like leaving the bowl on top. So I'm like, okay, dump it on your plate.
It was like
sounds
the
smart.
Mom did it first, and then the kid did it. And then it was like this unspoken thing that
is
happened around the
table. Is that a thing at
hibachi
that I don't know?
No, it's not.
Because like people would take the fried rice bowl, dump it on their table
and eat
plate,
it.
And then leave the bowl on top. That's what everyone's doing,
right.
And no one would eat it. And it was just like a bowl on top, just covering it. And I was like, is this like a?
And Tyler wanted it so bad. And I was like, babe, just.
I was like,
eat it. It's okay.
I know very minimal about Japanese culture, but I'm pretty sure one thing about food is like they want if you don't
they want
eat
you to
it
eat
all
it. Yeah.
And like enjoy it thoroughly, that's like disrespect.
Yeah, I don't know what they were doing. I don't know if maybe the other people hadn't been to hibachi, so they were kind of watching them for cues of like, oh, this is what we do. We wait. But
that
like,
was me. That I started eating it, and I felt so awkward
but
immediately.
I was like, not with you people. I'm not waiting on y'all.
Yeah,
like,
it was. That made me feel super uncomfortable.
I know. I could tell.
But then we got our food. It was good. And so I'm like, you know, all for like all cultures. I'm inclusive. Like I have nothing. But
where is this going?
Our waiter, like the guy who came, at first I thought he was going to be our hibachi chef. And it's like, if I go to, like, Uncle Julio's or, like, a Mexican restaurant, you don't want, like, a hibachi chef, like, making your fajitas or tacos. And, like, same thing at, like, a hibachi restaurant. Like, if you just had, like, a white dude back there, like, what's up, guys? I'm going to, like, chop up some hibachi for you.
I wouldn't mind.
Really?
No.
I wouldn't feel like it's, like, the full experience or, like, authentic.
No, I wouldn't mind.
Is that not appropriation if, like, a white dude's at a hibachi restaurant?
No. No.
You wouldn't
It's just
think-
a style of cooking that's, like, is it appropriation for me to make Cajun food?
Maybe. I don't know what the rules are these
it's
days.
It's not. You can enjoy different types of foods and different cooking styles without it being an appropriation.
Okay, fair.
Yeah.
Fair. I'm on board with that. But then, so this also brought up another debate that I heard on a different podcast, is like hibachi versus Korean barbecue.
I think it's appropriation when you try to pretend like it's your thing. True. Like if I'd made you like a Cajun dish and I was like, I came up with these spices. I don't know if Cajun, yeah, I think that can be appropriated.
I don't
know. But it's like appropriation is like taking something from a different culture and like
pretending it's your own.
Yeah, and like denying the history behind it and stuff like that.
Right.
And like not like appreciating it and like drawing attention to it. I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
So I think for a white dude to be cooking hibachi, it's not appropriation as long as he's like respecting the culture.
Right. As long as you're respecting
behind
it.
Like
he has to wear the proper attire and
whatever, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Okay.
But yeah, so Korean barbecue versus hibachi. Mm-hmm. So this was the first time I'd had hibachi in like a hot minute, probably like 5 or 6 years. I don't know. It's been a while. And I always remember it's yummy. And it is. Like the sauces they give you are great. Like it's like yummy food and fun experience. But I think I prefer Korean barbecue.
Yeah, same.
And always. Like it was a strict debate on the other podcast. And everyone's like so on board. Like, oh, hibachi mops the floor with
I don't
Korean
know.
Barbecue.
I don't know if like maybe we just went to a really good Korean barbecue place. Because that was both of our first time. And it was incredible. Like, the service was good. The food was good. Like, so much food, too, that we were so excited. We were, like, giddy when they were bringing out the food.
Yeah, because, like, hibachi's delicious, but I was definitely still hungry when we left there. And, like, you're not even, like, normally, like, a big eater, but even you, like, you finish your entire plate.
Yeah.
You're like, you probably could eat more.
Right.
So, it was, like, and Korean barbecue.
And I did.
Yeah.
Later. By night.
Korean barbecue, they bring you so much food that...
We were bowling balls leaving there.
But again, like you said, we've both only been to Korean barbecue once. Maybe, like, the place we went to is definitely nice, like, looks super nice on the inside, and, like, maybe we just had, like, a super good place.
I don't know. Yeah. But I say Korean barbecue. That also could be, though, that, you know, hibachi is pretty much the same kind of shtick every time. Like, the first time I went to hibachi, I was like, this is hilarious. Like, they are such geniuses with their little... flippity doodahs with the spatulas and all their funny little things they say. So maybe if I'd only gone to like each once, I might weigh it higher. But
I think
been to hibachi.
Speaking of that, I think everyone has like a sad realization when they go to their second hibachi place.
Yeah,
it loses
its magic.
Not going to the same place twice, but when you go to your second like a different hibachi restaurant, and you realize like, oh, like because like,
every place,
yeah, I feel like everyone's like, oh, like my chef in my hibachi place, like he had like a pee-pee oil squirt.
Yeah.
He did the funniest gag, he was joking with everyone. And then you go to another hibachi place, you're like, oh, do they just have like a national conference every year for bocce? People be like,
they must just have
year,
a kit.
Everyone, yeah, it's like, look at our new pee pee bottles. Everyone's gonna be using these. Pee-pee bottles. And guys, the new shtick this year is to scrape all like the burnt ends off like the stove and like or the grill and offer it to someone.
Mm.
So it's like it loses magic the second time you go to like a new place. And you're like, wait, that wasn't just like I didn't just have like the coolest hibachi chef yeah. ever.
Well, you know.
Because, like, I feel like everyone, when they go to hibachi the first time, you think, oh, hibachi just means, like, cool, like, knife moves, spatula moves, slipping around. Like, that's so fun. Which, like, it probably is what the definition is. But, like, they all do, like, the funny gags.
Yeah.
So. Whereas Korean barbecue, you can, like, make it your own every time. Like, let's leave it alone a little longer this time.
I will say this, too. The people who are next to us, it was definitely first date vibes. I really, really, really don't think hibachi is a good first date. But Korean barbecue would be a really good first date.
Yeah.
Because hibachi, it's kind of like when you take a first date to the movies, like you're not talking.
Mm-hmm.
You're kind of
Korean barbecue
watching.
Is a very involved process.
Right. But
which
Korean
I think
barbecue,
when we went to Korean barbecue, there was a first date right behind us. And it sounded like that was going much better than.
Right. Because you're getting to talk and like, but also there's like an activity you're doing. So it's not so one on one. We have to be speaking right now situation.
Yeah.
So
if it wasn't their first date, it was at least their first hibachi experience, because she said like, oh, I hate like surprises or being like. Like, someone, like, something popping out of me. I'm like, everyone who's been to hibachi once knows that they're going to, like, try to, like, get
freak you.
Freak
you out a little
and
bit.
Freak you out and, like, do little gags at you. So, if you, like, don't like surprised or, like, being, like, poked fun at,
shouldn't
like, don't
go to hibachi,
there.
Yeah.
It's like if you go to, like, Dick's Last Resort and you don't like when people, like...
Poke fun.
Yeah. Or, like, do anything offensive. It's like, why'd you come here? But the people across from us, like, seemed, like, fine.
Yeah.
But they were just a little too far from us to, like...
Yeah.
Actually impact
banter.
Our... Yeah. So... Overall, hibachi was good. And then after that, another spread. So hibachi, it was just so weird. There's so many times during that when we were just like looking at each other, we're like, it's so random that we're here. We're like,
yeah.
First off, you didn't even really want to like go to Target because you weren't feeling that well.
Right.
And then we went to like a full on like hibachi restaurant.
Yeah.
And then after that, I was like, let's go to the drive-in. I don't know how that came up. I still don't know how that came up. But
it was just your random brain. Just it came up. And I was like, yeah, no, I'm down. I was like, do you really want to go? You're like, yes, I want to go.
Yeah, well, I think I mentioned the drive-in at first. You're like, yeah, we should see Jungle Cruise. Like, you really wanted to see that movie.
Yeah, true.
So both just like we were both just really on board right away. And then we went to the drive-in, which it might become a weekly tradition because they
it's
have like
so
a
fun.
Good lineup.
It's so fun.
Yeah, I love the drive-in.
Yeah. Oh yeah, and we want to see a bunch of movies there anyway. So
because like I talked about last week, like the Minnesota drive-in, at least from my memory. It was always, like, you know, like, cheap movie theaters where it's, like, usually, like, they're cheaper tickets, but they play movies that were, like, in major theaters, like, a few months ago. Like, this one's all, like, the latest. Like, The Free Guy, the one I want to see with Ryan Reynolds, that got, like, amazing reviews. That came out, like, Friday night, and it's already at the drive-in.
Yeah, we'll go see
it. So, this is, like, a legit, like, movie theater.
Right.
So.
We liked Jungle Cruise.
Yeah. Talk about a little synopsis while I get a little drink of water here.
We thought it was a kids movie, just, I guess, because it's Disney. But... quickly found out, I mean, it is, like, aimed towards younger people, but it's, like, kind of intense.
It's definitely a kids movie. It definitely is, like, catered towards kids, but it's intense. Like,
there's a lot of violence.
There's a lot of, like, stabbing and death, but, again, like, drive-in's kind of hard to see, like, the exact quality of the movie, but
yeah.
I think it was a little Disney-ified in terms of, like, there's a lot of, like, deaths, like, shocking deaths, but I don't think there was much, like, blood.
Gore,
or
yeah.
Anything. I don't think there was, like, any. Like, there's tons of sword slashes and stuff, but I don't think there's, like, any blood.
Right. There's some, but yeah. But nothing, like, I mean, people were, I don't think this is a spoiler, but, like, people would get, like, their throats slit. And,
yeah.
Like, but you didn't see, like, you know, Quentin Tarantino gore.
And another thing, like, I was trying to tell you about last night was how you can't really tell, again, the quality at, like, a drive-in. But I think it was catered towards kids. Like, it's a PG movie, Disney, and it's, like, a fun adventure, exciting movie where, like, happy ending type stuff.
Yeah.
But there was, like, a couple scenes that were, like, jump scares where, like, there was, like, something where they're, like, really zooming in on a tree of, like, a
building
dead
up
face.
Suspense.
Like, building up suspense. And, like, a snake will, like, jump out. But, like, I don't know if it was, like, they, like, angled the camera slightly off so it's not jumping out straight at you. Or if it was just a drive-in bad quality. Like, maybe if I was in a movie theater, I would have, like, jumped him and scared. Because there was, like, quite a few, like, jump scare scenes. But I think somehow, like, they creatively just, like, barely, like, turned the camera off-center to make
so
it so, like,
too scary.
Like, it didn't make me jump. And I'm like, this is, why? Like, I'm a really jumpy person. Like, this should have made me jump. But I think, like, somehow Disney, like, creatively just, like, changed them a little bit to make jump scares not scare you.
Yeah. Which I'm down for.
Yeah,
I hate jump scares.
Same. Good,
it's annoying.
Good for them.
I just get annoyed. I'm like...
So since this is going to be, like, a weekly thing, going to the drive-in, like, pretty much every Saturday night, it might be just a weekly thing. We'll start, like, giving a little movie reviews.
Weekly movie reviews.
So we're going to first retroactively, like, we're not going to go super in-depth, but retroactively go back to last week, because this was the start of the drive-in, Galaxy drive-in. We saw old, M. Night Shyamalan, old. Let's give, like, just a one-sentence, like, review and then a score out of 10. You go first.
A one-sentence review? Okay, I wanted it to be scarier. 6.5.
Okay.
Out of 10.
I like that I wanted it to be scarier. I would say, this sounds like bad, but I wanted it to end a little worse.
Yeah.
Like, it ended a little happy for an M. Night Shyamalan, like, scary type movie. Well, okay, it's funny because, like, spoiler if you want to see old. But, like, everyone dies except, like, two people. So, I guess I don't know how it could end much worse. But everyone somehow they made it seem so happy in the ending. Or, like, so, like, nicely summed
they
up.
They wrapped and, like, it up really well, yeah. Anyway.
So
then this week's.
Then this week. Well, hold on. I didn't get my score.
Oh.
So, I would say I wanted the ending to be a little more. Because, like, this, like, basically.
Hey, your sentence was good.
Okay, fine. I was going to just go into old a little more. But, anyways, I would give it a 6 out of 10.
Okay, that's close. That's close.
Okay, time. Let's hear about Jungle Cruise from you.
Jungle Cruise, The Rock has my heart. 7.9 out of 10.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I would say 20 minutes too long, very fun the whole way, like, fun vibes. Emily Blunt has my heart, not because, like, I, like, love her as an actress or anything. I just think she's, like, a solid actress. Like, everything she's in, she, like, does well. I would give it 7 out of 10.
Definitely a good duo they make.
Yeah, very good duo. It was just, like, it's just weird because there was, like, a lot of death and, like, jump scare type stuff for, like, a Disney movie. But then, like, there's also, like, Nazis and, like, really intense military weapons. Like, it was a weird Disney vibe.
That's what I'm saying is it was, like, it was almost. There was just a certain amount of spice added to it that I was
Fat
like,
Damon.
This isn't a, that's so mean.
I know, it is so mean. That's what people like.
I love him though. He's so funny.
So he was in, he was actually in like Friday Night Lights. He's been like an actor for a long time. But the big thing was he was in Breaking Bad and was like an epic character. And he was like, I don't know what his actual age was. He's meant to play like a young 20s person in that. And he was like, not like scrawny, but not like built or anything. He was just like a
average Joe
looking guy. But then Breaking Bad, like after like 5 years after the show ended, they did like a movie like sequel called El Camino, where it kind of like showed what happened after the finale of Breaking Bad. But it was supposed to be like Breaking Bad finale, and then this movie starts like the timeline. But there's 5 years in between, and he gained a lot of weight between then. So like
probably made a bunch of money, got to go to a bunch of cool restaurants.
Right, but it was really hard because like. He's supposed to be, like, it shows, like, flashbacks, but, like, they hadn't filmed those. And, like, this, so it's, like, he's trying, and it just did not work. So then that's when, like, everyone started calling him Fat Damon. But Jesse Plemons, great actor, love him. Game Night, hilarious.
The whole time, yeah, I've thought a lot about it, like, because he plays a really similar character, just kind of in the, like, weirdness level.
Yeah.
So I kept thinking about how good of a movie Game Night is.
Like, Game Night's such a good
movie. It is a really good movie.
Such a good movie. Yeah. I haven't seen it. But anyways, there's our two movie reviews. We're going to go to Free Guy next week, which is getting great reviews, so we'll see. Oh, yeah. Also, Jungle Cruise, and you kind of agree to this, like, the blindest I've gotten to a movie in so long.
We didn't know what it was about at all.
I hadn't seen a single trailer.
Me either.
I had no idea what it was about. All I knew was The Rock and Emily Blunt. And I think I just saw, like, a movie poster, because around Dallas, like, weirdly, because it's not really known as, like, a movie town, but there's, like, movie posters everywhere, which I love. It gives me such a fun vibe, like, when I go on walks, there's just, like, all these, like, the latest movies are plastered everywhere. Like, it feels, like, almost, like, Hollywood-esque.
I remember we would see the, like, ads, like, the posters and stuff of it, and we're like, Jumanji?
Yeah, like, I had no, like, I'm so blind.
Yeah.
I had no idea what to expect.
Didn't know it was coming out.
But it was a fun ride. Like, I had no idea what the plot would be.
Yeah.
Couldn't tell you anything about it, but it was good.
It was good.
It was solid, and we didn't get interrupted, really, when it ended. We
True.
Were worried, because it's a long movie, but.
Debatably less interrupted in this one than we were in old.
Yeah, I'd agree.
Because, like, in old, it was more the people around us that were really annoying. And then, like, when we were leaving, we were disrupting the people in Jungle Cruise. So I thought that was going to happen with us, but it was totally fine.
Which, yeah, good job to kids, because this is definitely a kids movie, whereas everyone old, I'd imagine, was our age or older.
Yeah, and they were all walking around. Yeah, like,
whereas, like, this was, like, a family movie. You'd expect, like, kids to be annoying, but everyone did good.
Good job, kids.
But I figure we'll switch up the order a little bit, because we talked about movies. So I think we could just jump in our Trinity first. Sure. So what's our Trinity this week?
This week, our Trinity is the best movie things to, I don't want to say eat in a movie, things to like consume in a movie.
Okay, perfect.
So top like movie snack ish items. Heads I win.
Oops. Heads you win, tails I win.
Right.
Tails.
Okay.
So I get to go first?
Yeah.
All right. Brad. I'll take the first pick, which you might, you said you weren't going to pick, but you might have just because the list, but popcorn. I mean,
whatever.
I don't think you can beat popcorn.
You have a certain type of popcorn you like best, or just buttered?
Just buttered.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, do you add butter?
So, let's dive into this. Okay. I worked, my favorite job ever, which was my first job ever when I was 15 to like 17, was working at AMC movie theaters in Minnesota.
Yep.
And one of the perks of working in the movie theater is you get free tickets to movies for yourself, and you can bring friends, and you just get free tickets. And so I would always bring my friends. I was just like weekly, we'd just go because you get free tickets to movies that are like $12 a piece. It's like a good deal. So we would go, and like we would get a popcorn, and we just like super butter it, like disgustingly.
That is so gross to me. I don't like it.
It was so gross. Like me and my friend.
Wet.
No, just wet. We would butter it, like, disgustingly amount of butter.
Ew.
And then we would get, like, a water cup and fill that with butter. So, like, halfway through the bag of popcorn, you can, like, butter the middle and the bottom.
Mm-hmm. Have you seen the people who use the straws?
Oh, that's gross, too.
They, like, will put, they'll, like, put the straw on the butter dispenser and then stick it in the bag so it gets to the bottom. Innovative, but disgusting.
But I like all kinds of popcorn. Like, AMC had a ton of different, like, flavorings. Like, you could put, like, cinnamon sugar on it. You could put, like, and the cheddar, like we have a ton of seasonings here.
I like cinnamon sugar, but I don't really
I like all the different flavors and kinds. And
I like regular popcorn just the way it is. I don't like,
I think movie theater popcorn doesn't need anything added, but like microwave popcorn, I like adding some stuff to it.
There's just nothing worse than when people add butter, because those little butter adder things are so concentrated that it's like you're gonna get one kernel that just got really saturated, and when you put it in your mouth, it feels like it's already been chewed.
So yeah, when to sum it up, when we were in high school, we would use a ton of butter, but now I don't. But I'll add like seasonings.
Ew.
Movie theater popcorn, no seasonings needed. But
we have like a whole cabinet filled with popcorn seasoning.
Yeah, well, it's because like it was like $20 for like 20 different seasonings on Amazon, so it's just like a good deal.
They look yummy.
They are. Mm-hmm. I enjoy them. So yeah, popcorn was the number one pick for me.
My number one pick is, of course, do you know?
Icy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My number one pick is an icy. On my list. Specifically, I love the blue raspberry ones. I know it's not a popular one. People usually like Coke.
Really?
Yeah, people like Coke or cherry the best.
When I worked in a movie theater, like blue raspberry was the ticket.
That's my ticket. Or white cherry, but that one's a little more rare.
I don't think you can really go wrong.
Yeah. I mean, I don't love cherry anything, but I like white cherry.
Movie theater ices are always the best, too, because some reason, like, there's always, like, perfect consistency filled, and, like, gas so stations, good. Like, Has anyone out there ever been to a gas station where every single icy machine was filled, working, and, like, the perfect consistency?
No.
They're always, like, half of them are out.
Yeah. I don't like Slurpees, but...
Yeah, I don't like... Well, yeah, I definitely like icies. I don't... Yeah, like, Slurpees, slushies.
Icies trump everything.
Yeah. They're, like, weirdly, like, creamy. They're not creamy, but, you know, they're, like, aerated, whereas the other ones are such, like...
Totally.
Yeah. Love icies.
What's your second?
That's a great one. So...
Thank you.
Second pick is anything you sneak into a movie.
So no, no, no.
Why?
No way.
What do you mean?
That just covers every single food in the world that you could sneak in. That's everything.
Well, just sneaking food, like anything you sneak in, because you're not buying it at a movie.
That's different. What's the snack that you're bringing in?
Candy.
Babe, but then you're taking all the candies. Well, okay. You're just saying, but the ones I sneak in.
Or, like, restaurant food, like, go to McDonald's, bring in a McDouble.
No, babe. You have to pick a certain thing. No way.
Fine. Sneaking in.
You don't sneak it in. Just pick a snack. Everyone loves the thrill of sneaking things in.
No, because candy bought at the movie theater would never even come close to my list. I will never, ever buy candy.
Well, just tell me a candy you'd like to eat while watching a movie. It doesn't have to be bought at the movie theater.
Sour Patch Kids watermelon.
Perfect. That's snuck a great in. One. Okay, snuck in.
Snuck
That's
in.
That's a great one, though.
Okay.
They definitely have that at some movie theaters.
Oh, they do. Mm-hmm. But for a ton of money and for barely any.
Yeah. We brought in ices from a different place.
This place doesn't have ices.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. My number two. I could say snuck in ices.
No, snuck in ices, like we just said, are inferior to movie theater ices. Because movie theater ices are always better than gas station ices.
You can't just say snuck in food, and though.
And movie theater popcorn is better than popping some Orville Redenbachers at your home and bringing it in. Yeah. So popcorn and ices from the movie theater.
I know, but when you say snuck in food, that covers all food. You weren't even going to pick a certain food.
I have more on my list after this that are not snuck in foods.
Okay.
There's a difference between... Movie theater does some things right. Popcorn and ices, they do right.
Okay, whatever. Your number two is Sour Patch Kid watermelons.
Yeah, my number two is Sour Patch
watermelons. It's not snuck in food.
Sour Patch watermelons, number two.
Okay, my number two is... As a kid, I always liked the candies no one else liked. So Twizzlers.
Wow, that's so like 65-year-old of you.
I know.
At least you said that over Red Vines.
Yeah, I don't even think I've had them.
Hmm. That's a pretty contentious debate in the licorice community.
I don't have any really like...
How about black licorice?
No.
No? Gross.
No. I actually like the strawberry Twizzlers better than the cherry ones too, but those are a little harder to find.
What's like the... What is a staple Twizzler? Like the normal bag of Twizzlers, the original. Is cherry. That cherry? Okay. Yeah.
And I really like the pull and peel Twizzlers. Have you ever had those?
Yes.
Those are really good.
I think those are Red Vines.
Mm-mm. Nope.
No? Okay.
They have like really thick Twizzlers that are like twisted like that, and you can pull them off kind of like string cheese.
Twizzlers are a good candy because you don't, at least for me, I wouldn't overeat Twizzlers. I would have a couple and then be good.
I have another reasoning for my Twizzlers when I tell you my third, but we'll get to it.
Okay. So my third will be, I'll go nachos. What?
So nasty.
No, the liquid.
I hate liquid cheese.
I like the liquid cheese and the chips, but like the main thing I love is absolutely loading it up with the jalapenos. Like the free jalapenos. I just munching on those is all I need.
Yeah. So the reason I didn't say hot dog, because you know I love a hot dog,
mm-hmm.
or like nachos or anything like that, is because you're in the dark. You're going to eat nacho cheese in the dark?
Your eyes adjust. You can see. It's not like your hands are in front of you in dark.
But, like, you can see, but, like, not well. That's why I didn't... You know I'm a chocolate lover, but I didn't choose, like, a chocolate. My third is M&M's, which isn't one of my favorite chocolates by any means. But I've tried going to the movies with, like, those crunch bar crumble things, you know? You're sticking your hand in. By the time the movie's done, it's like, the whole box is melted all over your hand. And you keep having to stick your hand in it. And it's just, like, so gross. Well, I bet you know that issue with your nacho cheese all over your
pinkies. I'm more focused on the jalapenos.
But you put nacho cheese on the nachos, too. Like, by the end of the movie, are you, like, licking your fingers?
Well, so at least the nachos I had at the movies were, like, they would give you, like, the chips and just, like, a cup of cheese. So it wasn't, like, over the top. Yeah. So it wasn't that
messy. Well, did you dip or did you pour it?
No, I would dip.
Okay.
Psychopaths would pour.
I think it's pretty normal to pour, but...
I'm a dipper.
I think that people would say psychopaths dip their nachos in cheese.
Really?
Yeah.
Leave us a comment. Let's see.
Yeah, which is more psychotic?
I think I'm a dipper.
I would be a dipper for sure, too. But I think the whole point of nachos is that there's, like, cheese on top.
Yeah, okay. But I don't know. I also had pretzel on my list, but that's not going to make our top three. But that was, like, an honorable mention.
Pretzel's really good.
Because, yeah, AMC had really good soft pretzels. And this is mainly, like, these are stuff that I wouldn't really, like, I guess, eat during movies, like nachos and pretzels. But, like, going on a break, like, if I need lunch, like, if I'm working, like, an 11 to 6 shift and need to eat some food, I'll get a pretzel.
Yeah, I love pretzels.
Cinnamon sugar pretzel.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever had Auntie Anne's?
Yeah, who hasn't?
A lot of people.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. Like, I don't need, like, a fancy soft pretzel. I just need just a normal basic
pretzel. I just like Auntie Anne's the nuggets.
Oh, little pretzel nugs?
Yeah, I love those, especially the cinnamon sugar ones. But sometimes I get the salty ones, too.
They're both good in my book.
Really yummy. At North Park, at the mall, whenever my friends and I would go there, we'd always stop at Auntie Anne's and, like, get a cup of the nuggets and just walk around and eat them while we shop.
Nice.
Yeah.
Auntie Anne's is, like, a That would probably make a trinity of like mall foods or airport foods. I feel like that'd be a good one. Everyone, yeah.
Yeah.
So, what's the results here? So I had popcorn, Sour Patch, watermelons, and nachos.
Yep, that's pretty good. I had Icy's, Twizzlers, and M&M's.
That's a solid list.
Yeah.
It's definitely going to be the nachos versus M&M's, I think, will be the deciding factor. Because popcorn is like a obvious first choice, but Icy is such a strong counterpunch to
Thank
that.
You.
So,
thank you.
Great job.
It is a little bit of a sweet versus salty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Sour Patch Kids are sweet, but they're, like, not, like, sweet sweets like an Icy would be or M&M's.
Speaking of things you eat during movies, I don't get this whole new trend of, like, fancy movie theaters being ones where you, like, sit at your chair and you order food.
I like those.
Really?
Yeah.
Why? It's so disruptive to the movie.
I don't think so. They're really, like, conscientious of it.
Yeah, but they still have to walk in front of people.
I never really even notice. It's one of those things where... I don't think
many people do it.
This is my analogy. You're a big analogy boy.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of those things where it's like, have you been to one?
Yeah. I've never ordered from them, but I've been
to Is it really disruptive to you?
It's like never really happened much in the movie. I've seen like one or two people, but it's like I don't understand why people want like a full-on meal at their movie.
Because it's like dinner and a show.
But then why are you saying like you wouldn't want like nachos or pretzels?
If
you
well, I wouldn't order like a loaded burger or anything.
What would you order?
Like a piece of pizza or something.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, I always, at the Studio Movie Grill, I always get fried chicken.
But, yeah, like, the AMC I worked at had pizza and chicken tenders, too. But, like, just go up to the concession stand, get it, bring it into your movie. Like, I don't get why you
have to. But it's, like, actually, like, made by, like, a chef in a kitchen is mm-hmm. the difference. Like, it's, like, delicious food.
I don't need my pizza
in my opinion, chicken people tenders probably don't like it.
Made by a chef.
Okay, then that's a place not for you. That's why we haven't been. Mm. And we will not go. Because we go to the drive-ins.
Yes. Support your local drive-in if you mm-hmm. have one. There's only 400 left per the pre-roll commercial.
Yeah, America at one point had like 4,200.
Yeah, it was like 4,200. Now there's 400 that remain.
That's crazy.
But this one said they were dedicated to staying open for the long run.
Mm-hmm. It's funny because we hadn't seen that commercial. And this was the first time we'd actually brought snacks from outside. So we were sitting there and like this commercial starts rolling and Tyler goes, "They're about to shame us for our snacks."
Yeah.
I was like, what? Like, what do you mean? Sure enough, it's like, we can only stay open due to our snack bar. Like, please support us and, like, keep our drive-in dream going and don't bring in outside food. And I was like, how did you know? It's like the one time we actually brought in.
Yeah. Well, it's because, like, I worked at AMC and I would know, like, we would sell movie tickets for, like, $10.75 and, like, $9 that go back to the movie studio. So, like, movie theaters make nothing on ticket sales. But, like, concessions, that's why it's so expensive.
Right.
But, yeah, we did, like, a half and half. We got Icy's, which, because they don't offer Icy's, and we got hot dogs, which I don't know if they offer hot dogs, but we got hot dogs.
They don't offer Icy's.
And we got a little like snack bag of Doritos, snack bag of some pretzels.
You don't need to call us out for all that we got.
Well, we didn't eat it all. A lot of it.
Did we leave it in my car?
No, I brought it in.
Oh, okay.
We got because we got fresh fruit.
Yeah.
Probably don't want to leave that in the car.
Yeah, that's why I was worried.
But that just sounds like was so refreshing in the movie. We didn't eat it during the movie, but I ate it later.
I did.
But just okay. But yeah, like we brought in snacks, but then we also got popcorn and cotton candy. Yeah. So we supported.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, so we did our part. Well.
We just found this stuff in our car. We didn't get it before the movie on purpose.
Yeah. And they're like, we're devoted to making upgrades and like building up. And we love that drive-in, but like, you know.
It's a little nasty.
Yeah.
But maybe they need more of a concession.
Yeah, it is. It was so funny when we drove in because we drove through the ticket gate and then our screen is like screen 4 because like I said last week, you know, Octagon minus 1.
Well, the guy at the ticket counter made it very clear, like, keep going, turn right, like, blah, blah, blah. Made it clear our directions mm-hmm. to our screen number 4. Like, so when I saw it, I didn't think.
Yeah, so we drove right by screen 4. And there's, like, ivy covering the bottom of it. And it just looked really run down in the mm-hmm. daylight. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, yeah, that's our screen. And you're like, stop, like you're being like you're so stupid right now, like why would you even think that's our screen? I'm like, it's our screen.
No, I go, are you kidding? Because I thought you were messing with me, like, oh, there's our screen, because it's like so run down and busted. And I was like, haha. And you're like, no, that's our screen. And I was like, you're a jokester.
Yeah, stop, like not funny. Like
I was like, wait, are you being 100% serious? You're like, yeah, that's our screen.
Yep. And we had like, and to add to the bustedness, we just had like a weird like low-key just like mini like hurricane during the middle of the day yesterday, like, in Dallas. So the ground was like pretty soaked,
muddy.
And yeah. Because, like, a power move for drive-ins is to wear, like, sandals or, like, flip-flops or something. You can easily kick off so you don't have to drag in your shoes to the trunk. You can easily kick them off when you're, like, laying in the back. But those are not power moves when the ground's muddy. All muddy, because mine are just dirty and I've been tracking dirt everywhere.
Yeah. Well.
But, yeah, there's our Trinity.
Good Trinity.
Yeah, it was solid. That was a good one. I think so. Mm-hmm. We'll see what the people say in the comments. Let us know.
People have been liking yours a little bit better. I'm not bitter or anything, but I'm like... Actually, I know I have kind of weird taste in things.
Maybe people are biased, like, if they're, like, part of Backseat Coach, because I...
Yeah.
Cut their checks. okay. Team guessing time.
Okay.
Last week, you got 6 out of 9 points. Mm-hmm. With a strong Los Angeles Kings hockey 3-for-3.
Yeah, that was trifecta. So good. The fact that I knew, I was like, oh, that's an NHL.
This week...
Oh, I also want to point out...
Yeah, let's hear.
I am wearing a Broncos shirt. My favorite team. My favorite NFL team.
They played in the preseason yesterday against my Minnesota Vikings, and they won 33-6. That's so the Broncos absolutely skull-crushed the Vikings.
Of course they did.
Wasn't even close.
Remember how quickly I cut out the Vikings?
Mm-hmm.
I knew.
You knew. You knew that the Broncos were here to stay.
That's right.
So let's get into this week's team guessing. Let's see if we can top 6 out of 9. It was hard. These are tough, but there's context clues that could lead you along the way.
So I'm going to do
Team
bad.
1, what are you seeing here?
I am seeing a what looks like a baseball glove holding a baseball. And it's blue and gold. So don't really know what's going on here. The glove sort of makes an M, but I also know that there is a baseball. Okay, ugh, I hate when it's like, probably this is obvious. Uh-oh.
Move the cameras a bit. All right, continue.
I for some reason, I don't know. I know the Cubs are a baseball team, and part of me thinks that looks a little bit like a paw, maybe. But any glove would count. It's not that big of a deal. Okay, we got this. I don't know who the Cubs play for, but I'm going to say, I don't freaking know ever. Missouri Cubs baseball.
So it is not. Mm. It is baseball, so you got 1 point. It's the Milwaukee Brewers.
Brewers?
So yeah, it's tough.
Am I supposed to pull that out of my butt?
No, but the context clues, I was hoping you, because it's an M and then a B is their logo, a little creative little thing.
Oh, that looks like the TikTok sign.
And then the baseball, but you got that.
Are you sure that's supposed to be a B, or is it just like...
No, that's an M and a B.
Mm. It doesn't look like it.
Oh, well.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Okay.
Milwaukee Brewers, one, you are at 1 point. Next up.
Oh. Cardinals are red.
Roses are blue.
Okay, so I'm looking at a bird and a Canada maple leaf. It's a blue bird with a red maple leaf. So I automatically think hockey. The only bluebirds I know of are Blue Jays. Are there any other I know? Robins? No, they just have blue eggs. Okay, hockey, the Blue Jays, and then I have to think of like a Canadian city. Should I just say Vancouver?
All right, so what's the final answer?
Hockey, Vancouver, Blue Jays.
You got 1 point.
How?
For the Blue Jays.
This it's is not Canada?
Baseball team, Toronto Blue Jays.
Why is there... They just want to have their, like, maple leaf in there, too, for fun?
I mean, Toronto's in Canada.
Yeah, but you don't see, like, an American flag on all their teams.
Yeah, but you're right.
That's just kind of weird. Okay. I'm just bitter because I'm doing really bad.
Well, you got 2 out of 9 now.
I hope I get all these right. You chose really hard ones this week.
I know. But there's some context clues here.
Did you just like want to bring me down after last week?
I wanted to test you.
I don't know.
This one has some context clues.
The buffalo with some swashbuckling swords. And it's a circle. I feel so defeated. Navy, you gotta give me some easy ones. You're on the right track here, though. I don't think I am. Buffalo Swords. I don't know.
What sport?
Okay. Fencing. This is the... I don't think it's basketball.
Then don't pick it.
Okay. Don't think it's hockey. Maybe baseball. I don't know, but I've never seen that. I feel like I've seen a lot of baseball. Maybe. I don't know. What are the other sports? Golf? No. Okay. The Buffaloes. Baseball. Florida.
You're so close when you said the Buffalo Swords. They're the Buffalo Sabres. So, like, the city, Buffalo, and then Swords Sabres is the team.
Is a saber a sword?
Yeah. Saber. There's a saber-toothed tiger, but that's because their tooth looks right. like a sword.
And lightsabers.
Yeah, a sword made out of light.
Yeah.
But it's a hockey team.
Okay.
So you got none there.
Yeah, this is my worst week ever. I don't know why you would do that to me.
I'll pull it back next week. I'll make it a lot better.
You just, like, you know I've never even seen these.
I know, but it's fun to, like... See, like, because, like, I don't know.
Not for me.
I think the point is, like, I don't want it to be like, oh, which sports logos have you seen and remember and say. I like to see, like, the creative mind work and try to, like, pick it out and see what it is. And I think that's what people like to hear.
I don't know. I'm just sad.
You did great.
At least, okay, yeah.
You did
great.
But
even the ones that, like, you think I've seen, I don't know. Like, I didn't even get the Yankees.
Right. But that's, like, not a... obvious logo. Like, so there, like I said the other weeks, like, there's so many logos that are so obvious, so it's hard to pick some.
Okay.
Especially baseball.
I think people would disagree that it's not an obvious logo.
Okay. Well, I'll give you different ones next week. Like, a lot.
Okay. I'm sad.
Oh, you're okay. Well, you did great.
I don't know.
You did great.
I didn't. This is my worst week yet.
But yeah, like, Buffalo's, you were close on that. And you knew right away Blue Jays, which is impressive, and you knew that it was in Canada. And then you were on the right track. You saw the M. I was surprised you saw that there was an M in the glove.
Yeah, but then I just, like, got sad.
And it's okay. It's okay. Now you got something to aim for next week.
Okay.
Okay, so let's get into our podcast topic, which is kind of like a minor one.
Okay.
So next week, stay tuned for... So Backseat Coach this week is going to come out with our official Backseat Coach Top 25 College Football Rankings. So based on our writers' opinions, what's the Top 25? We'll update them weekly. So we're going to update our preseason rankings for this week. And then next week, we're going to take those top 25 teams, and we're going to do kind of like what we did with the football teams, and you're going to choose your favorite team. Because your favorite team is Baylor, or, well, that's just school you go to.
Yeah.
And they're not really a top contender for football.
Okay.
So you're going to pick someone in the top 25.
This is college.
Root for someone. Yes, college. You're going to get a college team to root for based purely on their mascots.
Okay.
So some of them you might not even know what the school is, which is kind of the goal. But some of them are obvious.
Maybe not to me.
Well, I mean obvious in terms of, like, it's like a whatever animal, and, like, their shirt will just, like, the mascot shirt will just say, like, Virginia Tech. Like,
okay.
It's, like, obvious. Okay. So that'll be next week. This week, since I knew we had a lot to talk about before this, like, we've already covered a lot in this podcast, I was going to keep something light, something just kind of more discussion-based.
Okay.
Is... why do people love sports?
You're asking me?
In general, why do people love sports? Because I know that you've asked me that before.
No. I get it. I just don't really like them.
Well, I don't know. I thought you said... I remember you saying... because you said that to me and your mom. Like, why do people, like, enjoy sports?
No. It's less about, like, why do they like it and enjoy them. It's obvious why they like and enjoy them. Like... it's how do they bring in so much money? But that was explained to me.
That was a discussion we had at Primo's. I'm talking about, like, a long time ago. I remember you saying to me and your mom, like, why do people enjoy sports? Because I remember that was the day that Gonzaga hit the buzzer beater over UCLA that night, and everyone, like, you were at, like, with your family or something, and, like, everyone was screaming, going crazy. And I was like, that's, like, the perfect thing to happen. Like, the day you say, like, why do people, like, what's so exciting about sports?
Oh, okay.
But, okay, this topic went nowhere. We can wrap up the podcast then.
I mean, I get it, I think. It's, like, just competition, no? And, like, well, you know, I would get it more. I don't know. It's I think it's just because I just don't know enough about sports to actually like them. But like we've been watching Hard Knocks. I would get it if you know them on that level to enjoy it, because they kind of become like celebrities in your mind of like. Because right now I couldn't even name three football players, but it's like,
yeah, you could,
but I couldn't, is what I'm saying. Remember?
Oh, before, yeah, before.
Okay. I think that was the Forbidden Pod. I couldn't before, yeah. And so it's like, there's no reason for me to watch. I don't know who these people are. Like, I don't really know why it's important.
But you don't know, like, when you watch The Bachelor or something, or like Hell's Kitchen, or like,
yeah, but that's Survivor. But the whole thing about Hell's Kitchen is like, they tell you backstories, and they have confessionals where you learn more about them and their personalities and stuff. Whereas, like, when you're just watching a sports game, I don't know who these people are. I don't really care if they do well, like, you know?
Okay, so you think you'd get more into sports if they added a little more personal elements? Or, like, you kind of knew a little more about the players
under
the helmet?
Which is why, like, I think Hard Knocks is cool, because that's kind of what they're doing.
That's why I wanted you to watch Hard Knocks with me, because Hard Knocks is perfect for the person who might not be, like, a super big football fan. Like, I think...
It could get me more into it.
I think they could like it, because it's not really... Like, obviously, they show football practice and, like, the game, but it's not about that. It's about, like, the players and, like... You'll see coming up, like, it's really about, like, how, like, because for most people on, like, Hard Knocks, like, what it kind of really shows is, like, there's basically 100 people. It's very similar to, like, a lot of popular reality shows. There's, like, 100 people that are trying out for a spot, and they're trying to make a team, and you kind of get connected with them, and you're like, oh, this person's good, this person's not, and then you see people get cut.
Well, and it's making me excited to watch the Cowboys, because, like, I love the dynamics between some of the players, and it's, like...
Yeah, Dak and Zeke.
Like, yeah, and then, like, we're getting to know some of the rookies, and, like...
Mm-hmm.
Getting more into them, and so it's gonna be fun to see them. Mm-hmm. So like that would get me more into sports, but it's like, how do you even get into that world if you're not into it already? Which is like what I'm trying to do.
So Hard Knocks, like, is good, and then I'm trying to like give you some backstories on people, but
so people who like sports, do they know that stuff, like, or do they just like watching?
I mean people who know sports like know a little more about the person playing beyond just like, oh, they play for this team and do this, but you don't really know too much backstory in people.
So then why do people like sports?
It's just like competition, seeing people at the best of their game, like competing, trying to win. And a lot of it's like hometown pride or like your team. Like
I see it being like a pride thing, but like I feel like that's not enough for me to like. But I've also never been like super in like prideful about like my high school or my college, like, obviously.
Yeah.
But that's like in a sports sense. Like I'm always so happy to tell people like where I went to high school, where I went to college, because I'm like proud of that stuff, but not in like the way of rooting for them in sports and stuff. I don't know.
No, and that's the thing too, like I can get when people make the argument like, why do people like sports like and become so prideful over a team. I can get when people say that for pro teams as opposed to college, because for example, like I went to Wisconsin, so like when you go to school, like it, like you not necessarily like a fan of like Baylor like sports, but like you can understand like, oh, if you go to school, you want to be prideful of them, like go team go, like my team. Whereas, like, say you're a fan of the Dallas Cowboys, like, your quarterback's from Mississippi State, your running back's from Ohio State. Like, these aren't, like, Dallas locals. This isn't, like, Texas pride.
Yeah, and that's why...
These are, like an analogy I've heard is, like, college you recruit from across the country, but most of the team's going to be, like, from where they are. Whereas, like, pro teams are more, like, mercenaries for hire. They just pick the best man for the job. Okay. There's nothing about, like...
So that being said, why do people like it?
Because they kind of just, like... abstract a level beyond that and just say like, oh well, the Minnesota Vikings, like even though they're all from different backgrounds, like now they're here, this is their team, like this is my team, like,
oh, so it's like a Minnesotan pride thing.
Well it depends, like, because for Dallas it's not like a Texas pride thing, because there's people like Houston or something. It's just like Dallas pride.
So why do people like sports?
Just to see people at the top of their profession battle and try to win, and so your team, like, you're kind of rooting for your team, and it's just like exciting to see people do some really awesome things that like you would never be able to do because they're so like athletic.
I wonder why my mom watches sports.
I don't know. It is like entertaining. Like, why does anyone watch anything?
I don't know.
Like, there's drama in it. Like the buzzer beaters. Like a last second comeback. Like,
yeah.
You, like when the Patriots came out,
but you have to wait like hours to get to that point.
A football game is 3 hours long. A season of The Bachelor is 15 hours.
Why do you keep bringing up The Bachelor?
Because everyone, because like that's what all girls watch.
I don't. You know that.
Okay. What reality shows do you watch? RuPaul's Drag Race.
Someone's gone every single episode.
Yeah, and someone loses every... Like, there's 16 games a day, and 16 people will lose.
Yeah, but they're on 3 hours long episodes.
Yeah, but, well, so it's 3 hours long for a game, but while one game's going, there's, like, 10 games at once.
Oh, so you're flipping around?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the best channel.
That's stressful. What if you want to watch, like, a whole bunch, and you can't?
NFL Red Zone, not a sponsor, but the best channel in existence.
I love how I set things up like they're such about to be a sponsor.
I know. But no, they're not. Like, it's the best channel ever. It starts at noon and 7 hours commercial-free football starts now.
What if you
want to
watch all the games?
So there's no commercials for seven straight hours. And it's called Red Zone because the red zone in football is like when a team's 20 yards away from scoring. So it means they're like really close in the red zone.
Oh,
like they're
cool.
About to score.
That's a fun fact.
So like anytime a team's close to scoring, like basically it's just like one guy who's like the host of the show and he'll like just flip around from games. So like one team's getting close to scoring, like I'll just be like, oh, the Jaguars just got close to scoring position, so now you're watching the Jaguars game. And they score and that's over.
Oh,
and then it's like okay,
yeah.
The Jaguars just score, that drive's kinda over. But look, the Eagles are now in this
other
game. That
would make things way more interesting. You like flip over to go
yeah,
see.
It's a little chaotic because it'll be like touchdown, like 10 seconds later it'll flip to another game. It's like, wow, big play touchdown, and it'll flip to another game, you're like,
yeah.
Whoa, my mind is spinning.
Right. I could see that being more interesting.
And a lot of things like sports, you can bet on sports, you can have fantasy sports teams. So that adds a whole new
element
to life.
That's what
people.
I was about to ask, like, do you think that there's more enjoyment now or like more dedication to watching like a full game or whatever it is because people are like betting on it?
Yeah, especially fantasy sports is like betting when you have money on it. Obviously, you're going to be more involved, but ultimately, all that matters is like the end of the game. Whereas, like fantasy football, your team, like your player could like lose, but like if he has one big play at one random time of the game, then that's like good for your team. So you want to watch the whole thing.
I love that I understand what you're saying now.
Yeah. See, this is the point of this podcast.
It's helping.
This is the whole point of this podcast.
Because that would have gone over my head.
Another point of this podcast is to get Boston Rob Mariano's attention.
Well, not anymore.
So, what happened this week?
So, usually when we have a little segment for Rob, we like to say that it's week X of trying to get Boston Rob's attention. We have succeeded at getting his attention. And I say that because he liked our Instagram comment. Okay. So that's already attention. And not only did he do that, we tagged him in one of our stories and he viewed it. Okay. So attention has been grabbed. That phase is over. Now, I'm going to call this week one of trying to get Boston Rob on the podcast. Okay?
New objective.
Right. Because we have his attention. Or we had it at one point. I feel like we could get it again. But now, I'm going to say, hey, Rob. How you doing, man?
Hey.
We love you. We are initiating week one of trying to get you on our podcast.
Yes,
we want to ask you a few questions.
All we want is like 10 minutes of your time.
No, yeah, literally 10 minutes.
10 minutes, just hop on and look at us. Like we're not going to be throwing 98 down the middle of the plate. We're going to give you softballs. We're going to just get to say, hey.
I am genuinely interested in not even just Survivor questions. Like, I want to know about your construction company. I want to know, we're really interested in the cookbook.
Oh, we want the cookbook.
We're
going
to get the cookbook. We ordered our t-shirts.
Mm-hmm.
Really excited for those to come in. We'll make sure to wear those in the next pod. But we're really interested in the cookbook. I saw that you have a coconut recipe on one of them, which I don't know if that's like an ingredient in one of them or if it's just straight up like toasting coconut. But I'm pretty excited about that one because it's just so Survivor-esque. But yeah, we have questions, you know, just a few, 10 minutes of your time. So week one of trying to get Boston Rob on the pod.
Mm-hmm.
There it is.
Yeah.
Because we have the attention. That part's over.
Week one of trying to get him on the Balls and Holes Robcast.
The Robcast.
The Robcast.
Rob on the pod. No. Robcast is good.
Robcast.
We should just stick with that.
Yeah. Robcast.
Week one of Robcast.
All right. I think that does it.
Yeah. Is that everything?
Anything else you want to bring up this week?
No. I was going to say we should talk about Hard Knocks, but I'm glad that had its moment.
Yeah. It had its moment.
Because
fun,
though. You were really excited about
it.
Yeah.
Episode 2, I think, comes out tonight, so maybe you can watch it later tonight.
I was really sad, so I didn't know that it was as quickly produced as you said it was.
That's what.
So I was sad.
Can we talk about that for 1 second? Hard Knocks is so epic in that, like, Like, I really want to know, because, like, I'm, like, always been, like, a big fan of, like, video production. Like, my dream growing up, one of them was, like, to be, like, a movie producer, like, director. And, like, the fact that they, like, they always just, like, release an episode, like, 2 days after stuff happens. Like, they're so quick. Like, I want to know what it's like to have that job. Because I imagine it's probably, like, a really stressful job. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah.
But they only do it for 1 month. Because it
starts,
like,
they must have a massive team, too.
Like, this show ends, like, September 1st. Like, it's only, like, a four-episode thing, like, just during preseason training camp. But yeah, it must be, like, so hectic. Because it's, like, they get all the footage, like, cut it up. Because it's not, like, and it's not even, like, they just, like, cut it up and show you highlights. Like, they're, like, they like, well-produced.
Right. But cinematic.
Yeah. But yeah, continue. What were you going?
I was just going to say, it makes me, I was sad because I was like, oh, when was this filmed? Thinking that we could watch several episodes. Thinking that, you know, it was, like, is it a Netflix thing?
HBO.
I was thinking that it was kind of like a Netflix thing where they just, like, pushed the whole series out at once. So I was like, oh, okay, next episode, let's go. But then to find out that that was literally filmed, like, a few days ago.
Yeah.
It was sad, but I am excited to keep watching.
Yeah.
Because I really like the dynamic so far. And
Dak and Zeke are a great dynamic. But overall, just Zeke is just, like, funny. Such
yeah,
funny
he's
guy.
Such a funny guy.
I need more Zeke. Whereas you're not too hot on Micah Parsons.
Which one's that?
The guy who wants snacks all the time. Who you thought's a little too funny.
Oh, yeah. No, he's okay. It's not that I don't like him.
Mm-hmm. Cute parents.
Oh, super cute parents. Yeah, I really liked his parents. But he's just the kind of guy I think I need to, like, see a little longer to form an opinion on. Like, I instantly really like Zeke, and you know I like Dak, so.
Episode one wasn't very, like, they showed, like, a lot of Dak, a lot of Zeke, a lot of Micah Parsons, which are, like, the best players on the team. Or, like, they're not going to get cut. They're on contract. They're, like, they are on the team. There's no debate there because they have contract. Whereas, like, normally Hard Knocks will, like, show you a ton of, like, the bottom tier people. Like, people are, like, undrafted free agents, like, trying to make the team.
Yeah.
And a lot of time to, like, really make you like them. This is where the whole, like, it kind of becomes, like, almost like a reality show, because since it is, like, they film it and then, like, the day later they get the episode out, like, people on Twitter will be like, oh, man, we all love this guy. Like, oh, maybe he, like, can make the team. Like, we're so excited. And, like, the next episode comes out and then, like, they'll be like, yeah, we got to let you go. Sorry. And then just, like, everyone just like, no, like, save him.
I really hope there's, because I get really attached quickly.
Have you heard of its t-shirt brand Roback?
No.
Oh, it's getting pretty popular, but there was, when Cleveland Browns had Hard Knocks, there was a four-string QB, Brogan Roback, who everyone loved, but then he got cut. But then he started, like, it's
good,
like, polo t-shirts.
Yeah,
and it's pretty popular, like, brand. So good for him.
Sounds familiar, but I'm probably just thinking of Reebok.
Yeah, true. That is a very similar name.
Yeah.
But it's his last name, so I guess they can't come at him. Like, you stole our name. It's like, I was born with it.
Yeah. Do you think I was mean to you today?
When?
When you brought up why people love sports?
No, I just thought that I thought that topic was going to go a little further, but also B, like, I purposely chose a topic that would be, like, very quick and succinct. Like, I didn't want to go.
Well, I feel bad. I didn't want to just shoot it down.
No, it was, I just thought you would remember it more. Because I swear I remember you saying something.
I know, like, I most likely did, and I still don't fully understand, but.
Yeah. I just remember vividly because it was the day, like, it was just so perfect because it was the exact day that Gonzaga beat UCLA in the Final Four when it was, like, the epic buzzer beater. And I was like, wow, this couldn't be more perfect to be like, this is why people love sports. Because I think I can't remember where you were. You were with your family, like cousins and stuff, because, like, they were all screaming or something.
Huh. Were we living together?
No. This was Final Four March Madness. This was, like, April, beginning of April.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Epic, though.
I'm learning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sorry I vetoed your anything snuck in idea.
I thought that was creative and clever.
Super creative and clever, just cheating a little bit.
Well, so we already teased what next week's going to be with the college football team. We're going to pick your favorite team. Mm-hmm. Do you have any idea of, like, a teaser for what the Trinity could be next week? Or is that just going to be, we'll figure it out during this week and we'll wait and see?
Did I bring something up?
I don't think so.
I swear we were like, oh, next week. Okay, whatever.
Anyways.
We'll figure it out.
Stay tuned.
There. Yeah. Weirdly, like, I had a dream that I have really weird dreams. I had a dream that we did, like, best planets. You're like Pluto.
Okay, bonus. Let's go best planets. All right, where's the coin? Flip it. Okay. Off the cuff Trinity to end the pod.
I don't even know anything about the planets. Here you go. I'm heads still.
Heads. You're first.
Saturn.
I mean, that's your first pick.
Yeah, it's not going to be Earth. I'm not a lame.
Okay, Earth's my first pick. Earth, number one pick.
Okay, my second one. Jupiter, duh. Bigger's better.
Okay, so why was Saturn your first pick?
It's the cutest one.
Seven Rings, Ariana Grande song about Saturn?
It's just the cutest one.
Okay. Saturn.
That's
Jupiter.
About Saturn?
I don't think so, but seven rings.
Oh.
So Jupiter, just because why? Just because.
It's the cutest.
You said that about Saturn.
Oh, I thought you.
Yeah, Jupiter.
I was still on Saturn in my head.
Jupiter.
Biggest. Bigger's better.
Okay. I'll go.
And the little dot.
I'll go Mars. Because
Mars
like,
is good. That's what's gonna
we want to go so bad. It's like, what's the draw? Like,
yeah,
like, Mars,
whoa.
Like what is it there? That we don't know. Like, okay, Mars. Like,
I think it's because it's like one of the only ones you can actually stand on.
Yeah, but I like to think it's like desirable. It's kind of like, what's going on to Mars? Like, I want to go to Mars so bad. Like, I've never like my whole life like I've never gave much thought to Mars and learned about the solar system. But everyone's like, oh, let's get to Mars. I want to go to
Mars
by this
like
year.
The
like,
goal right now.
Okay, what's going on with Mars? Like, Mars number two.
What are the other planets? Oh, I'll do Mercury.
Mercury?
Yeah.
Why?
It's either Mercury or Uranus that's like...
Uranus.
I mean, yeah, if you're 12 and you can't say Uranus. But it's one of the ones that's like... One of those is supposed to be Earth's sister or something like that. I think it might be Uranus.
That's fun.
But I choose Mercury because of the element.
Okay.
Was it named after the planet, or, like, is it on the planet?
I don't know. There's probably, like, a Greek god somewhere named Mercury, too. It sounds like something.
All the planets, I think, are.
That makes total sense.
They're not Greek. They're Italian?
Latin?
Latin? Know. Yeah, Latin.
Okay. Okay, my last pick, Pluto. Because...
They say it's not a planet, though.
I know, but sometimes they say it is.
Well,
it's not.
No,
it
it's a planet. It's just a dwarf planet. Right,
I think it's a dwarf star, but it's been a planet before. It hasn't been a planet before. It's like there's so much discussion about Pluto. Like, is it a planet? Isn't it? Like, you know, kind of when you see like
such
a couple,
a
it's like,
topic.
Are they? Aren't they? Like, like who drums up more discussion and controversy than Pluto? Like, Pluto is controversy.
It is funny though, because we're like the generation where when we were kids, we were taught that Pluto was a planet,
mm-hmm.
and I remember being so upset when they weren't doing like when they said no, it's not anymore.
Yeah, so Pluto, you're
like
on
it
the
felt weird. It didn't feel right. They're like, that's not a planet in our solar system. Just, it felt really wrong to me. Because it was always like, oh, and then Pluto at the end, a little baby.
Yeah, it just felt like something like, you know, like they just gave us a toy and they took it away from us.
Yeah.
So that's why my off-the-cuff solar system trinity is Earth number one, duh. Number two,
duh.
Mars, like, what's the
that's
draw?
That's a good one.
Like,
you have a really good
like,
lineup,
Mars
yeah.
is hot. Like, why do we want to go there?
Mars is
and then
hot.
Pluto, like... I just love the will they, won't they. It's
the
exciting.
Drama of it all.
I love the drama.
Okay, my first was Saturn. Second was Jupiter. Third was Mercury. Mercury kind of sexy.
Sleeper pick, for sure. Sleeper.
Yeah, like.
Who do we leave off? Neptune?
Uranus.
We left off Neptune, Uranus.
Is that all of them? There's eight, isn't there? Yeah, that's all of them. Because you did three out of three, and those are the other two.
Good job. Well, no, Pluto isn't.
But it is right now.
Okay.
There's eight including Pluto, I think.
Okay.
I think.
I trust you.
I think that's right.
Okay.
I wouldn't have thought of Neptune. That's a good one I forgot about.
Mm. Okay.
Do
you want to... Are we getting Korean barbecue for dinner?
Oh, can we?
Yeah.
That actually sounds really good.
What time
good.
Is it? 1:33?
Not time to eat.
No.
Darn. I was going to ask you. So I learned about planets in my science class in elementary school. Did you dissect... owl pellets.
I don't think so, no.
It's like the coolest part of my science.
We dissected a lamb's eye.
In elementary school?
Yeah, in sixth grade. Sixth grade, yeah.
Oh, my elementary school only goes to fourth grade.
Oh.
And then we do like intermediate at a different school.
Okay, different.
But yeah, it is. It's kind of weird. But
ours wasn't common though. First through, like, I feel like ours is the less common option. First through sixth is elementary. And then 7th through 9th is junior high, and then 10th through 12th is high school. That's not that common. I think the more common one is 1st through 5th is elementary, 6th through 8th is junior or middle school, and then 9th through 12th is high school.
Yeah.
I think that's what like the normal would be.
Ours is like that, but our 5 and 6 is at a different school.
Okay.
And it's called like intermediate.
There was school. One in our district that was like that. But
or 5, 6,
us.
7, 8. That's just middle school. I don't know. Anyway. Hello. Back to the owl pellets. This is weird, so if you're done here, you can just go. But the owl pellets, it's like something that I think they throw up, but it's like kind of like a hairball for an owl. But so you know how owls eat like little animals?
Okay.
Like rats, birds, stuff like that?
Okay.
they regurgitate the bones. So the coolest thing, I thought, because I'm weird and love science, but when I was little, I had a really, really cool science teacher, Miss Miller. She was awesome. Brought her a few baby squirrels. What she grade? Nursed them back to health.
I had a Miss Miller in second grade.
All through elementary school. So
okay.
Kindergarten to fourth grade.
Okay.
She was really cool. She had a ton of animals, like a ton. We'd always get to go see them. But anyway, so we got to dissect these owl pellets, and she gave us all a big sheet of black construction paper. So we would dissect the owl pellets, and we'd find a bunch of bones in them, right? And it was like you could construct a full, like, skeleton of a little bird or a little mouse or something. Like, it would have the full skull of, like, a little mouse. Wow. And we super glued it to the black construction paper and made little skeletons.
Wow.
Isn't that kind of cool?
That's pretty epic.
I felt like an archaeologist. Like, it's kind of gross because it's owl pellets, but, I mean,
it's, like, low-key whatever. One of your dream jobs, I feel like, archaeology.
Right? I know. And so it was, like, I just remember having so much fun doing that. And I always ask, like, oh, yeah, like, did you dissect owl pellets? Because it's weird, but I do ask people because, like, people who didn't go to higher, nobody ever did it. And it was like the coolest part of my childhood is getting to do that. Like, doesn't that sound really cool?
Sounds pretty epic.
And the bones are just so fragile because they're so teeny.
Mm-hmm.
It's cool.
Are they hollow bones?
I don't know. I think only... No bones are hollow.
Birds.
Theirs are porous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Learn something new every day.
Yeah.
All right. Is that it?
I think so. Let's I got it. My owl pellet conversation.
Thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of the Balls and Holes Robcast.
Mm-hmm.
And
the whole podcast is the Robcast?
No, I just wanted to say it again. Oh. Robcast is just too clever.
No, it's thank you for tuning in to episode 5 of Balls and Holes Podcast. Thank you also for tuning in to week 1 of the Robcast. And we'll see you next time.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.